Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is time once again for Kansas City's favorite newspaper.
I mean, I don't know about that.
The Corona
Times.
They
just don't know it yet.
And we head to the Corona Times newsroom with Ryan Witkowski.
Thank you, gentlemen. How's everything back at the home studios?
Very good.
Good.
Very good here today.
Good here at the
Josh, did you leave donuts downstairs?
I did.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. The kids will love you for it. Well, thanks for giving them the sugar pills.
Wait a minute. So you never bring in donuts when we're all together in the studio, which
well,
brought them for Bob's children.
That'd be correct.
We have opened our home for the last 2 months to this
man. At least I do, yeah.
I mean, what, we got like those little tiny bottles of water you're giving him?
No, those 8 ounce bottles of water are ridiculous. Who's buying those? Buy the full bottle, for gosh sakes.
I mean, what would auto dealers give out?
That's true. That's a good point.
I need to make sure they have something.
Yeah.
Our vet's office does those too. Yeah,
the offices do the small ones.
Our vet's office has like a Keurig machine right there. It's like, enjoy some hot coffee on us. I don't really know the, like, it's, thank you for the offer. I don't ever see anybody take them up on that offer.
Well, we'll get you some of that Mo Cafe coffee, Ryan. I'm telling you what, I had the caramel this morning. Fantastic.
Terrific. I'm a big fan of Quinto coffee. Just shouting out everybody we know. Let's head on down to Miami for our first story. We go to CBS. Bring it on down, Miamiville. We go on down to CBS Miami, and things are, I feel like people are starting to reach a boiling point here. And
sure sounds like it.
Computer's not playing. This is really going well, isn't it?
Abandoned.
Well, tonight the Miramar Police Department is asking for help identifying a suspect they say vandalized a Miramar high school while naked. Police say the person they're looking for broke into the school yesterday morning and spent the entire day, causing nearly $100,000 worth of damage.
Obviously, our schools are hurting. And the last thing that they need is for someone to come in and cause such an extensive amount of damage. You know, this is damage that will affect students. You know, we're talking about computers and television sets that were destroyed and so forth. So, you know, we do need the community's assistance in helping us solve this crime.
Well, fortunately, the community came through. They apprehended a suspect after they posted a photo of the man wearing nothing but headphones as he vandalized the school. Again, as you heard, over $100,000 worth of damage. I heard there was feces involved as well.
Call your insurance company.
What?
Like, you talk about damage. Oh, it's going to cost the kids. Call the insurance company. That's why you have insurance. What's the issue
for,
here?
For a naked feces dropping headphone.
Well, somebody, a burglar vandalized your home. Somebody broke in, did damage. Doesn't the insurance company take care of that?
I don't know. I don't know if insurance covers feces.
Well, it covers break-ins, doesn't it? Like, if your home is burglarized.
What about the children?
It's a loophole in the coverage plan. You got to pay extra for that.
You do. Like, you for do. Flood insurance, if you don't specifically have flood insurance, you don't have it.
So if he had the headphones on, though, did he have some other device to play something?
Well, it could have been those headphones.
That's a great question.
Know, the antenna, remember the old school antenna that old people
used
to
have? No, 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 no. They were
he didn't
like.
Have any pockets, clearly. If yeah,
where did he
naked.
Have those headphones plugged
so,
into?
What was he playing?
Well, maybe he thought if he wore those headphones, like nobody could hear him going through the school and would call
if
the police.
He canceled out the noise.
Good. That's good.
You know, like, you remember, as a kid, if you covered your eyes, you couldn't see them. You know, they thought they were invisible. That's what he was doing.
Oh, goodness gracious. Let's go across the big pond. Apparently, things are also going off the rails in Ireland. This comes to us via This Morning on ITV. Oh, my goodness. Play.
Leprechauns are spirits. They manifest themselves to me as leprechauns. And I visit them. I visit them under the mountain each day to check them out. And I've been up there every day. I haven't broken the the restrictions. I communicate them through an out-of-body experience. I don't want to go deeply into that, but it's an out-of-body experience. Everyone knows what I mean. And I can transfer my spirit up there.
What's your family think about this? You're married. You've got nine children.
We've only got a minute left.
1 minute left. Does your wife believe in leprechauns?
That's what's
about. No.
That could be difficult.
That's the voice of Kevin Woods, the self-proclaimed leprechaun whisperer. This is actually
Austin Powers.
This actually isn't his first appearance on This Morning. It was.
Why wouldn't you have a guy that communicates with leprechauns with outer body experiences on your show?
I would like
book him.
The
him
crawl.
Display that live, actually.
The crawl on the bottom of the screen as they're talking to Kevin Woods was, what does lockdown mean for leprechauns?
Well, I
don't think we had stopped
to
consider how it really had affected the leprechaun community up until now.
Yes.
Well, I mean, they're the group that nobody really wants to talk about. And so obviously there's been a big impact on the leprechauns, and this guy is able to
go to the
communicate
source
and talk to him. So, Ryan, get him on the show next week.
Kevin Woods, yeah, I'll see what I can do. There's a time zone difference, but I'll work on
it. Right. It's afternoon over there.
I think the most hilarious part of the interview, by the way, and unfortunately there was no audio for this, was he owns a travel business, right? He's like in the tourism business. And they asked me, like, are you just doing this to kind of like promote your business? He says, no, I don't need the business. I have plenty of gold.
Well, if you want to promote your business, 9:30 here on 610 Sports Radio. It is our new segment called Free Business Friday. You can call in and promote your business for 30 seconds at 9:30 today. So get your phones ready at 9:30. Let your friends know who own businesses. They can come on and promote their business for free on Free Business Friday here on 610 Sports Radio.
I have plenty of access to the gold, he says.
That's right. It's got it taken care of.
Yeah, well, I mean, who knew? Who really knew? This finally goes all the way back to the West Coast. This comes to us from San Diego.
I want to tell you about a bizarre break-in at a bank in San Diego.
Yes. Order for Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
For a Hot Pocket.
Officers were called to a Wells Fargo bank after a burglar alarm had gone off early yesterday morning in San Diego, California. The alarm company told police surveillance cameras inside the branch captured a man in the break room using the microwave. As officers arrested him outside, the man told the news crew that he entered the bank just so he can heat up his Hot Pocket.
Was it worth it?
Hell yes, worth it. Yes, worth it. Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
Hmm. I don't know if it was worth it. I mean, he claims it was worth it. The gentleman was homeless and he was hungry, so he needed to. I mean, you're not going to need a cold Hot Pocket. That's just.
No, well, it's frozen. Yeah, it's a story we brought to you yesterday, but was too good to not have part of the Corona times. And, you know, a lot of people were telling us yesterday about the Hot Pockets they eat. Nice Philly cheesesteak one somebody had yesterday.
Yes, thanks for everybody that shared their Hot Pockets with us yesterday.
That's the best Hot Pocket, by the way.
The Philly cheesesteak one?
Oh, hands down.
Does it come with peppers and onions, or is it just steak and cheese?
I mean, it says there's peppers and onions in it.
But
there's
there really
things,
isn't, right?
There's things that look like peppers and onions.
Mold!
I don't
mold
really.
In there.
Yeah, there's slimy green things in there.
Oh, gosh, the Hot Pocket is not worth breaking into a bank.
Hot Pockets!
I think they're worth breaking into maybe a 7-Eleven to heat them up, but that's about it.
You don't have to break in. It's already open.
It's open. It's walk
in. It's 24 hours a day. Apparently, they don't have 24-hour gas stations or something in San Diego. Maybe it's the Rona rules.
Could be. Maybe the Rona rules force the gas stations to close.
That could be. It's another edition of Kansas City's most popular newspaper, the Corona Times. So they'll have to go pro in another venue. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Well, the current climate that we're in has given many an opportunity for unfortunate downsizing. And baseball's no different. Not back on the field, and obviously at the major league level, we talked plenty about what's been going on at the major league level. And hopefully they'll get things back to the table and discussions, and we're talking about an opening of baseball here shortly. But minor league baseball is no more for this year, and maybe the future of minor league baseball very much in doubt by what's been happening around the sport. A lot of players were released yesterday. Seasons have been canceled, and I think you're going to see an overall reduction. You were anyway, actually, before this even hit. There was some reducing of minor league franchises. This may be the end of quite a few minor league franchises.
I mean, do we need seven minor league franchises, Josh, for every major league team? I don't think
probably
we do. I think we overanalyze in baseball, and ultimately only 10%, I think, is the number that I read yesterday. 10% of minor leaguers ever make it to the big league level. That means 90% of the folks in the minor leagues do not make it to the big league level. Why are we spending money and time and resources on seven minor league systems? Do we really need a low A, a high A, a short season A, a full season A, you know, league team? Why can't we just have A, double A, and triple A and call it good? I think there's way too much over-evaluating and overthinking, you know, in baseball.
And I've always wanted, you know, younger players to get to the
teams like, faster, right? Yeah. You have a draft that's coming up, right? You draft all of these players.
And you don't see them again for years.
Half a decade later, maybe one of those guys comes up to the big leagues. I just think there's too much stalling in Major League Baseball and bringing up prospects. There's too much, you know, of dragging the feet when it comes to bringing up Major League prospects. I wish and this is going to be a very odd reference, but I've been doing some work and talking to a former big league closer Chad Cordero recently. And do you realize when he was drafted at the time that he got to the big leagues was a month and a half, Josh? A month and a half. And they realized, okay, you're good enough to get up here to the big league level. And he was a player that wasn't even really scouted as a kid out of high school or college. He was just accidentally found because they were there to look at somebody else. And they saw him, oh, you're pretty good too. So a month and a half after he was drafted to when he made his big league debut. And we got guys spending 5 years down in the minor leagues. Like after year two, if you're not progressing, like enough's enough. Like in the NFL, if you go 2 years on an NFL roster and you don't make it, or an NBA roster and you don't make, you're out, man. You're on to the next. And I just always thought baseball, you know, the minor leagues is much like the game itself, very slow, very methodical, very process oriented. Like change things up a little bit and eliminate some of these minor league teams, and let's turn the clock up on some of these guys and get them to the big league level. Oh, well, we got to make sure they handle failure. We got to make sure they can handle success. We got to make sure they can turn on a fastball. There's so many roadblocks and excuses that have been put in the way of why you can't bring guys up to the big league level. And ultimately it comes down to the dollar, as we're seeing now with Major League Baseball. What was a coronavirus issue has now become a dollar issue. And, you know, a lot of people were like despondent at Major League Baseball. Not everything they do is wrong and bad. It sort of seems like it recently. But yesterday, with all those minor leaguers being released, number one, minor leaguers are making $400 a week, okay? That is not exactly a lot of money for those teams to pay, but it's still a big chunk of change to pay players who aren't doing anything right now. I understand, you know, the financial constraints right now in Major League Baseball. But I thought Ken Rosenthal, one of the most respected baseball reporters out there, hit the nail on the head yesterday when he tweeted. He says, many minor leaguers released today would have suffered the same fate at the end of spring anyway. But the difference is there's nowhere to go right now. You know, if you were cut in spring training by the Astros, well, maybe the Dodgers signed you. Or if you're cut by the White Sox, maybe the Mariners signed you. There's other opportunities and other avenues for you to go right now. There just isn't that right now for all of those minor leaguers that were cut and that would have been cut at the end of spring anyway. And that's the difference that we're seeing right now. Most of these guys would have been cut. We wouldn't even have heard about these guys being cut, but most of them would have had an opportunity to catch on somewhere else with another organization. And that's gone for this year. They maybe get the opportunity to do it again next year, but that's gone this year. But a lot of things are gone this year in sports that weren't going to be there. So I just can't get myself up in arms over all these minor leaguers that were cut yesterday, because most of them were going to be cut anyway. The only difference is we're in a spot where they don't have an opportunity to land with another team that may have taken a chance on them. Some of them may have been done and out of baseball forever. But I think this is a good time, and as you mentioned, it was happening before the coronavirus, to really streamline things in Major League Baseball. We waste a lot of time with players in the minor leagues trying to figure out if they're going to make it at the big league level. And I think you waste some formative years for these guys that they could be playing at the big league level.
Yeah, I've just always wondered if the system that's in place, which kind of gives you the control at a low rate for a long, long time. I mean, it takes a while to make money in major leagues, right?
Sure it does,
once
yeah.
you do, it's great.
It's
right?
great, yeah.
Another reason I think these ballpark fight for everything you got, because the system that's set up, really limits you along the way.
Yeah.
But I've always wondered if
and they hold you back because of money,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was going to say, is the system what really slows down the process? Because you can – there's no pressure to fast play it. In fact, it costs you more by fast playing it.
Sure it does, yeah.
Than it does to slow play it. I've always wondered, like, is it just the financial system in place that's really keeping them? Or do you truly, truly believe that it takes you – it just takes you a long time to build up arm strength and all those things to get – it feels like that you could fast-track people if you wanted to.
I think so, and I think it is. I think it's more of a financial thing than it is anything, Josh. And if you keep a guy, you know, down in the minors longer, the clock doesn't start ticking on his 6 years of control that you have, you know, and then the arbitration years and whatnot kick in after year three at the big league level. So I think a good majority of the reason why we keep players down there longer is for that controllability factor by teams because of financial issues. And that's the way they've always operated. But the times are changing now, man. And I think ultimately you may start losing kids that want to play baseball, but look at it and go, boy, from the time I'm 18 till I'm like 25, I got to ride a bus to Beaumont, Texas, and Dubuque, Iowa, and, you know, Parsons, Kansas, or wherever minor league teams are, and make $400 a week and do all this. When I could
Dubuque
go.
Dubuque has a team.
No, well, whoever. You know, I'm just throwing out. I don't think Parsons does either, but I'm just like throwing out names. But, you know, you wonder why Kyler Murray decided, you know, I'm going to go play in the NFL. Look at the money that he made just in his first contract in the NFL versus what he would have made by going to Major League Baseball and riding buses around, you know, the Frontier League or something like that. So I just think Major League Baseball has to streamline things, has to get guys up to the big league club faster. I think you can tell. If you can tell Chad Cordero in a month and a half in A-ball can pitch in the majors, that's all I need to know.
Now the flip side of it, might not have had a Whit Merrifield.
Maybe not. But those are the chances you take. You know? I mean, you know, those are the chances that you take.
Because
yes.
there's a lot of it that I like, because there are a lot of sports that you wish had a developmental system of some sort, mm-hmm. like football.
Well, they do. It's called college.
No, but when you're in the NFL and then you get cut, what do?
You go to a practice squad or you're done.
How do you wait to get that next – how do you get that next chance if there's not a way to be getting that next – you know what I mean?
Like, right, sure.
You go pump weights on your own and hope for a phone call.
Have a good agent that has a great relationship, or a guy's willing to – you know, you're my
you know,
agent.
I have
call
at least like
– I take a chance.
I have at least like the fact that baseball has a training program along the way and it can get you back into – said game. I like the dynamic of that portion of
it. But you can still do that with four minor league teams as opposed to seven.
But I would agree. Do you need a rookie and extended spring training and high A and low A and
short season A, full season A.
And you know.
Oh, and then double A and triple A.
Can you just have your group of players a little bit smaller and still find your
Do you need a 50-round draft every year for Major League Baseball?
No, probably not.
No.
Only to fill out that you had that many teams.
Only to fill out the rosters Only to fill out seven minor league rosters.
And I love that a bunch of small towns across America get baseball, too.
Sure.
I think that's really, really cool. I've always had a hard time figuring out if they were actually moneymakers or not for most of these places. That were they at an attraction and a moneymaker? But I like the concept of the sport being spread out across the country in that avenue.
Sure.
So I do like that. So I hope it can continue in some form, but it seems like that, you know, it doesn't spread. Like, if you're going to make cuts, that's kind of where you cut from.
Yeah.
And if Major League Baseball comes back and they have, what are they saying, like a 50-person
team this year or whatever it is, yeah.
I think it's kind of enough.
Plenty.
They might find out it's actually really plenty.
Yeah. 50-man roster this year, yeah.
Yeah. And whatever, I'm sure they'll have like a free agent camp or something probably too where other guys are working out in case other injuries happen or what have you.
Right.
But they may find out that the numbers work for for a number of different reasons,
mm-hmm.
maybe for baseball reasons, but also for financial reasons. And so, yeah, I'm kind of fearful this may be the end of minor league baseball.
Yeah, and maybe the way we know it right now and everything, you know, in life changes. I mean, we go back to how we started the show today with Andy Reid saying, hey, I'm an old school guy, but I'm willing to open my eyes and make adjustments and make changes and welcome in new rules and new things like that. Like, I know it's hard for people to understand, but, like, baseball actually may make a change. They actually may do something different than they've done for the last 115 years. And you know what? That's okay.
And did you mention the unemployment aspect of it all?
Well, yeah, unemployment is paying
like,
more right like now.
They were making like $400 a week in minor leaguers. Had they been laid off,
right? They would have been making $1,000.
They could have made more. They could have made more over the last couple months than they did by being still
employed by baseball. Yeah, it's crazy, unbelievable. So yeah, I think baseball is doing the right thing by streamlining their system, by streamlining the minor leagues and making things a little bit more sleeker and maybe fast-tracking some of these guys that get drafted that you get excited about in June of 2020, but you know you're not going to see until like May of 2025. Helps the fans out too.
Andy has a checklist even for Pat. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
If you got a business that's back opened up and maybe you just want to get the word out, right? We're kind of slowly reopening across the metro. And I know I've had the question, Bob, you probably have too. Like, I wonder if they're open.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's a restaurant, a bank, a hairstyle place, whatever the case may be.
Or to what extent you're open.
Yeah,
maybe
right.
The case too, right?
What are you doing? Take out, sit down.
We're calling
fight.
Free Business Friday and at 9:30. You'll have an opportunity to call in. We'll give you 30 seconds to promote your business. So if you're open, tell people about it. It'll be 913-576-7610 coming up at 9:30, a little Free Business Friday.
That's right. Looking forward to that as well. So if you don't have a business but you have a friend that has a business, notify them, let them know, or call in for them as well.
Or just call and tell us your business.
That's right.
No.
That's in July.
That's right.
That's going to be our offshoot idea that we
so you call and rat your neighbors
air.
Out.
Yeah, we came up.
Like Fred.
You and Fred okay? I got an interview with you and Fred.
No, we're all right.
Okay, good.
I got a neighbor that, like, when they pull into their driveway, they're listening to their music super loud, and then they sit there for, like, 15 minutes. Now, I know that sometimes
well, maybe
that,
it's a
like,
good jam, man. Maybe you're listening to
Hurricane
by
it's
Bob
like
Dylan. That's a nine-minute song, or Stairway to Heaven's a long tune.
No. It's not Hurricane or Stairway to Heaven. It's like 15 minutes, and I get that sometimes you need that, like, decompress moment when you get home from work, right, where you just, like,
especially
sit in the driveway.
See the kids, right?
Think
yeah.
about how your life's just going to be terrible once you enter into that rectangle. Like, I get it. No, I would definitely rat that neighbor out.
I like the driveway jam, thanks to Santa Fe Auto Sound. So
do you sit in the driveway jam out?
I admit I've done that a few times.
Good.
Yeah.
What's the song that, like, keeps you in the car?
I don't think it's specific.
Or are you jamming out to, like, you know, talk radio?
Yeah.
Because you're old.
Yeah.
I have headphones. I'll put them on and walk.
I have my
car,
I am Santa Fe Auto Sound tuned my system perfectly for either sports talk radio or
really?
Or rock.
So they, that's pretty cool.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Bob's really rubbing off on you here.
Yeah, no. What do you listen to, right? And I said, well, you know, of course you know what else to do, sports talk radio. So that, you know, you tweak all this stuff.
I
and,
like
yeah,
that.
They can do that for you.
All
sure.
right. That's sure. awesome. What else do they do?
So there you go.
Do they install like the Bluetooth? Like if I took my wife's car in there because she does not have Bluetooth capability in her
vehicle.
Car.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Yeah.
All right. We got to get
or
that done. Can
they
do it quick?
They could find a new stereo that could have Bluetooth.
That would have the
yeah,
capabilities.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
There you go. I like it. Where are they located?
83rd and Santa Fe.
How do you get in touch with them?
SantaFeAutoSign.com.
There you
That's good.
Andy
and
Reid,
they're open for business, right?
They are. And they are indeed. They are indeed. Worn for a while like everybody else, but taking appointments and ready to go. Andy Reid was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday, and he's even got a checklist for Pat. What do you tell your quarterback he can exactly improve on these days?
I joke him. I say, listen, quarterbacking's a lot like being a farmer. Like, the work's never done. There's something in the game that you can work on. And then it's our responsibility to give them new challenges. And so there's so much you can do offensively in football right now. And there's no rules as far as there. I mean, there are certain rules. We still got to stop at red lights, but it's there's a lot of ways to get to it. So the expansion, I guess, of offenses with the way the colleges are playing now is greater than it's ever been. And we're able to utilize more field than we've ever used. And so let's explore that. And let's not say anything's impossible until we prove it's impossible ourselves. Let's try that. And then we'll see where we end up. You know, who knows? But he's all in on that kind of thinking. And he doesn't put a lot of blinders on his game. I give so much credit to Alex when he was here, Alex Smith, just for the job that he did on letting him understand that. Understand that, okay, you've got talent. Let's see where it ends. Let's not be afraid to go there and see where we can get this thing and explore that. And Alex was great with that.
Oh, my goodness. It's another Alex Smith story. Which is outstanding. I hope, Mahomes, Texas, I hope the farmer thing equates and he gets that. But, no, pushing the envelope, right?
I'm stealing that analogy, by the way.
Like a farmer.
Next time I go to speak at UMKC's radio class, I'm going, working in radio is a lot like being a farmer.
Yeah. Work's never done. You always got to be pushing the envelope.
I look at that.
You got to milk cows.
What he said, Andy, and I've got 4.5 points that you can take away from what Andy Reid said. First of all, the farmer thing. Does anybody else picture, Patrick in the field?
I was about to say, if Patrick Mahomes doesn't show up this year to training camp dressed as a farmer.
As a farmer?
Like, I feel like that's the early leader in the clubhouse, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Come as
a farmer.
Because
the work's never done.
Like
the work's
a piece
never
of done. Straw hanging out of his mouth.
Right, exactly.
I like those fantastic. Huck Finn pants on that are rolled up.
I love it. I'm all in on that. Red lights, you got to stop at red lights. I'd imagine if Andy ran a red light, he'd be okay. You're a Super Bowl winning coach. You'd probably take a couple of those red lights.
He's not going to.
But he's not, but he would be okay. The Alex Smith stuff.
I like that. There's still rules. I mean, you can stop at red lights.
Right, yeah, right. But other than that, but he also talked about how and again, back to what makes Andy Reid such a marvelous head football coach and a leader, is that he is always evolving. Don't let somebody tell you it's impossible until we go out there and prove that it's impossible to do. Because if somebody tells you you can't do something, well, that's just their opinion. It doesn't mean that they're right. It doesn't mean that it's true. It doesn't mean that you can't go out there and try. And I love that because that means we're trying everything. We got so much more field that we can use right now than ever before. And we're doing things that we've never been able to do before. And Andy Reid still evolving as a head coach, still trying to stay on top of the game, what makes him a great head coach. And then the Alex Smith stuff. There's never a moment where he doesn't get in another Alex Smith story and continue to further the legend of what Alex Smith did for Patrick Mahomes here in Kansas City and continue to further and show everybody how important it was that Alex Smith was here and how lucky we are as fans that Alex Smith was the way that he was with Patrick Mahomes.
Both you and I had the same, like, hands up. Like, hey.
Oh, I'm listening to this interview yesterday. He goes into this Alex Smith thing again. And the first thing I thought of was Joe Flacco again out in Denver and how malcontent he was. And then I see a comment from Joe Flacco yesterday. I'm going to be a good mentor to whatever the guy Sam Darnold is in New York. And I'm like, no, you're not. Uh-huh. You've already proven you can't be a good mentor. And it just reminded me again of how lucky we were to have Alex Smith and what a perfect storm this truly was. And for everybody else trying to adopt the system that we have here, with Patrick Mahomes and follow the Kansas City model. Unless you got a guy like Alex Smith, you don't have no model.
How did Joe Flacco prove he couldn't be a good mentor?
Because he said it last year. He said, I'm not here to mentor him. I'm here to play football.
I don't feel like that was Flacco.
Oh, absolutely was. Absolutely, at the beginning of camp.
There was a belief he was not going to be great with the young quarterback. He was there to win a job.
Yeah, he goes, I'm here to win a job. I'm not here to be a mentor.
Oh, with Drew Locke.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I'm like, well, the last person that he was, I guess, mentoring turned out to be an MVP at Lamar Jackson. I forgot he went to the Broncos. That's right.
Yeah, and I don't know that he necessarily even mentored Lamar Jackson. I mean, you know, who knows what he did with Lamar?
Yeah, felt like he kind of got that job took.
Yeah. I mean, that's why Alex Smith's also a rare bird.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe he learned from his mistakes.
Joe Flacco than they would be Alex Smith. When Joe Flacco got his job taken by a young rook in his previous stop, he's got to come to the next one where they draft another quarterback.
And now he's going to the Jets.
He's got to go to the Jets where there's another quarterback.
Third time's a charm. Maybe I'll just do what they want me to do here and tell this kid some things.
At some point, you might have to pivot and just go. I can still be around the league a long time as a backup quarterback. This may be it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not everybody.
I can still collect a check just kind of sitting here and telling this guy maybe something that I know or don't know. Fine.
Not everybody's Alex Smith. I think we see that all the time. Although if you had those lessons from Alex Smith, like Andy Reid, you keep using them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely you do.
You keep using them for your own young quarterback. Speaking of the quarterback, a little money discussion involving he and Chris Jones to get to next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.